Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is March 26, 1955, and the title is Horse Deal. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. A transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Yeah, what, Chester?
Mr. Dillon, you better come. Emmett Bowers is out there in the street, and he's about to shoot a man down unless somebody stops him.
Oh, what's the trouble?
Why, this fellow's accusing Bowers of stealing his horse, Mr. Dillon.
What?
That's what he's doing.
Now, that doesn't make sense. Who is the man?
I don't know. I never seen him before, but Bowers is getting awful mad at him.
Oh, where are they?
Right outside at the hitch rail.
Yeah. And he must be drunk to call Emmett Bowers a horse thief.
No, he don't look drunk to me.
I'm through arguing with you, mister. You're wearing a gun. If this is your horse, you can claim it with that.
Bowers.
What? Oh. Marshal, I'm about to kill this man.
Well, I think we can settle this without a killing. Now, what's the trouble?
This idiot's been calling me a horse thief. I won't take that from no man. I'll blast him wide open.
Take it easy, Bowers. Now, you say this is your horse, mister?
Of course it's mine.
And you think Bowers here stole it?
What else would he be doing with it?
I own over 200 head of horses, you fools. More likely I'd give one away than steal one.
Emmett Bowers is one of the biggest ranchers in Kansas, mister.
I don't care what he is. That's my horse he's been riding. You see the brand? Bar S. That's my brand, and I can prove it.
Yeah, it's a Bar S, all right.
What difference does it make? I buy horses with all kinds of brands on them.
Where'd you buy this one, Bowers?
Fella come by the ranch yesterday with half a dozen horses for sale. I bought all of them.
Maybe them others is mine, too.
He told me he bought them horses from a man named Pringle up in Wyoming. Now, what's your name, mister?
Desha. Charlie Desha.
Where are you from, Desha?
Well, I had a place down on the Canadian River, Marshal, but well, it went broke.
Uh-huh.
All I had left was my horses.
How many horses?
17. The only one they didn't steal was the one I was riding.
Yeah, you're a long way from the Canadian River.
Come up here looking for a job. I'm broke, Marshal. Plumb broke.
Can you prove that the Bar S brand is yours?
I got the certificate of registration. It's in my sack over at the stable.
All right, why don't you go get it? And we'll ride out with Bowers and look at those other horses.
I'll get it. Right now.
I think that man's a liar.
Yeah, he might be, Bowers. But if he isn't, you sure got stuck.
And I'd hate to be the man that stuck me, Marshal. They're in the little corral there, Marshal. I told the men not to turn them out till I'd had a chance to ride them. I like to get on every horse I buy at least once.
Them are my horses. I can tell from here.
Are they all branded, Bishop?
Ask Bowers. He's seen them.
Yeah, it's true. There's a bar S on all of them.
Oh, by golly, look at them. I thought I'd never see them again.
Yeah, you're awful lucky, Bishop.
Sure, he's lucky, but what about me?
Well, there's not much you can do, Bowers. What with that brand being registered to Disha?
How much did you pay for them?
$30 a piece.
$30, huh? You sold them cheap. They're worth more than that.
I bought them because they were cheap.
Tell me something, Bowers. How come you didn't buy the rest of them? According to Disha, there must have been 10 more.
I picked out the best six. I didn't want the other.
Now, you say the man was alone, Bowers. Did he give you a name?
Yeah. Vic Lowry.
Vic Lowry. Well, did you ever hear that name, Disha?
Vic Lowry? No, huh?
What do you look like, Bowers?
Tall, thin fella. Black hair, kind of sharp faced.
Uh-huh. Well, does that mean anything to you, Disha?
Can't think of anybody in particular.
Well, he's gone now. Probably cleared out of the country. He'll sell the rest a long way from here.
You ain't going after him, Marshal?
Which way would I start riding, Mr. Bowers? It's mighty big land.
Well, he's got to be caught.
I'm real sorry about it, Bowers, but... Well, you can't blame me for...
I ain't blaming you, Dish. It's the idea of a horse thief going unhung. It don't sit with me.
He's probably 100 miles from here by now, Bowers.
You might never find him, Marshal, but I got 20 riders working for me, and they cover a lot of territory. I'll get the word to everyone.
Now, wait a minute, Bowers.
You can't stop me, Marshal. You know there ain't a man in the country won't back up hanging a horse thief.
That's not hanging, Bowers. That's lynching.
I don't care what you call it.
I care, and I'll hold you responsible for whatever happens out here.
I'll be responsible for it, Marshal.
And you'll go to jail for it, Bowers.
Them riders of mine carry guns, too.
Maybe I ought to lock you up right now.
You'd look fine locking up an honest ranch and letting a horse thief wander loose.
Disha, go get your horses. We'll help you drive them to Dodge.
Moss Grimmick nowhere, Mr. Dillon. He left this stable plumb deserted.
Where's Disha?
Oh, he's out back. He wanted to put some hay down for his horses. Oh, there. I stand too quick fighting that rope.
There's Moss now.
Yeah. Hey, Moss.
Oh, hello there, Marshal. Chester.
How are you, Moss?
Well, what have you been doing here?
We brought some horses in with Charlie Disha.
Oh, him. He's been keeping one here. Where did he get the others?
They were stolen from him down on the Canadian and sold to Emmett Bowers yesterday.
That's so?
Yeah. Bowers rode into town on one of them this morning and Disha spotted it.
Say, I bet Bowers ain't fit to live with.
Well, he's not very happy about it.
I was out his way. If I'd known, I'd have stopped by just to burr him a little. Where's that boy left here?
Oh, what boy?
Well, I've been gone since yesterday morning, Marshal. Went out past Bowers' place to see a friend of mine. That's why I got these horses.
Uh-huh.
The fella come by selling a bunch, and I picked these two out. Pretty good horses for $30, ain't they, Martin?
I'm looking at the brands, Moss.
What about the brand?
You're not going to be any more fit to live with than Bowers is, Moss. Those are both Bowers. That's Disha's brand. Why, Kitty. Well, come in, come in.
I don't know what's proper. Lady coming into the marshal's office this way.
No, well, the only thing not proper about it is that it doesn't happen often enough. Sit down, Kitty, sit down. That is, if you can find a chair that isn't busted.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. You know, you're the first woman that's been in here since the night I pulled Frogmouth Kate off of that buffalo hunter she was about to cut up.
I remember. I've always wondered how you got the nerve to do battle with her.
And if I'd had any sense, I'd have let him take care of himself. Well, what's on your mind, Kitty?
Well, it's no business of mine, but I've been hearing a lot of talk about this man who's riding around the country selling the horses he stole from Charlie Disha.
Ah. Word sure gets out fast, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Only started 2 days ago.
And people are wondering why you haven't gone after him. I've even heard him say it's because you're plain lazy.
You know something, Kitty? They're about right. I'm going to let somebody else do the work for me.
What do you mean, Matt?
Well, all I need's a little luck, and everybody's going to be real surprised.
How?
Mr. Dillon, Oh, Miss Kitty.
Hello, Chester.
Guess what, Mr. Dillon? I just run into Moss Grimmick out in the street, and he's headed for the Dodge House for a meeting.
For a meeting?
A meeting. Him and Bowers and Disha and Jake Worth. He said they're going to do something about that horse thief.
What's Jake Worth got to do with it?
He got robbed, too. He bought 6 head of them horses yesterday, and when he come to town today, he heard about Charlie Disha and everything, and Moss says they're going to get organized.
They are, huh? Well, maybe we better join that meeting, Chester.
Mr. Dillon, Moss says he ain't never saw Jake Worth so mad.
Well, you can't blame him much.
There they are.
Yeah.
Oh, now hold it, man.
Well, am I interrupting something, gentlemen?
What do you want, Marshal?
I heard that Jake Worth got stuck with 6 of those Bar-S horses.
I'll get my money back, Marshal.
No? How you planning on doing that, Jake?
We'll handle this, Marshal.
Sure, sure. Between you and Bars, you got some 30 cowboys working for you. And Moss Grimmick here and Disha make 2 more riders, so you're going to fan out over the whole country and try to find this man, huh?
Okay. Okay, that's what we're going to do. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I do.
Why?
Because if you do catch him, you'll put a rope on him and hang him.
He deserves it.
I don't care what he's done, Bowers. That's lynch law. And I'm here to stop it.
How are you going to stop it?
Well, I could throw all 4 of you in jail and hold you there.
What kind of an idea?
But I don't want to do that. No, it wouldn't help anyway. So I'm going to ask something of you men.
Ask what?
Give me a few days. Just a few. A week at the most.
What are you going to do, Marshal?
Nothing.
Nothing?
That's right.
You don't make good sense.
Look, Bowers, you've known me for a long time. You and Jake and Moss have.
Sure.
Of course we have.
Well, do you trust me or don't you?
Up till now, we have.
Now, this isn't over. I'm asking you to give me a chance to let me handle this my own way. All I want is 1 week.
Well, I don't know. What do you men think?
It's okay with me, as long as I get my money back.
Bowers?
I ought to know better, but go ahead, Marshal.
We'll give you a week. No more.
Good. Now, do you agree too, Disham?
These fellas know better than I do, Marshal. All I want's the rest of my horse.
Now, I'm not making any promises, Disham. It's too long a chance for that.
Oh, sure. I understand.
All right. Good day, gentlemen. Chester.
Yeah, that's a crazy sound tonight. It may as well.
You think they mean it, Mr. Dillon?
They'll hold off for a week, Chester. I know.
Yeah, but what if you don't have any luck?
Well, then there might be a luncheon.
What are you going to do?
Here, Chester.
Hmm?
Here's $20.
$20?
Take it.
$20? What for?
Look, you and Charlie Disha are going to get real friendly.
Well,
I want you to keep him out of the way. Get him drunk. Do anything you want with him.
But what for?
Now, there are only two of Disha's horses left to sell. And when it happens, I got to hear about it before Disha does. So you stay with him. And if you run out of money, let me know. Chester worked hard at spending my money the next couple of days. He even came back twice for more. But it was worth it. On the third day, Moss Grimmick came in and told me that a cowboy named Ed Harper had just come into his stable with the last two of Disha's stolen horses. I sent word to Chester to get Disha sobered up if necessary and bring him along. And then I walked over with Moss to talk to Harper.
I give this fellow the bad news as soon as I seen that bar S, Brand Marshal. It kind of broke his heart.
That's not often a plain cowpuncher can afford a couple of extra horses, Moss.
That's him, by the door.
Yeah.
This here's Marshal Dillon, Harper.
Marshal?
Hello, Harper.
That true about them Bar S horses, Marshal?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Who sold them to you?
Said his name was Lowry. Hawk-faced fellow.
Yeah, that's him. Where was this, Harper?
I run into him on the prairie, some 30 miles west of here.
Uh-huh. What did you pay for the horses?
Only $20 apiece. It's all I had, and he seemed in a hurry to get rid of them. I might have known.
Tell me something, Harper. How would you like to get your money back?
I worked over 2 months for that money, Marshal.
All right. Now, the man they were stolen from will be here directly. Now, I want you to tell him that you paid $90 apiece for them.
$90?
Tell him that you had a year's wages, that you got drunk. Tell him anything.
I don't follow you.
Well, just do as I say.
Well, I guess somebody must have thought you had brains or they wouldn't have made you a marshal. I'll do it.
Here come Deesh and Chester already, Marshal.
Oh, good.
What did you want us for, Mr. Dillon?
We was having a fine sleep out back at the Longhorn. Needed it, too.
Deesh, this is Ed Harper.
Harper?
Oh.
Harper brought the last two of your stolen horses in.
We did. Say, I got every one of them back now.
Yeah?
Oh, but I'm sure sorry for you, Harper. What'd you pay for them?
$90.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, they're worth that.
I paid $90 a piece.
A piece? You must be crazy.
I got paid off my job, and I'd been drinking.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I'm awful sorry about it.
Yeah, but you're rich now, Disha, what with all them horses. Now you can sell them legal.
I gotta sell them, Chester. But not here.
No? Why not?
Oh, because I heard that up in Dakota Territory, horses cost near twice as much as they do here.
That's true, Disha. I've heard that myself.
I'm going to drive them up there and sell them. But I'll be back, Chester. I promise I'll be back.
helped Disha gather his horses and herd him to the edge of town. Then we said goodbye and watched him head north. As soon as he was out of sight, we took up his trail and followed him. He didn't ride north for long. Soon he changed his direction and circled west. It was near dark and some 20 miles further on when we came to the top of a small bluff and stopped. At the foot of it was a tiny cabin with a corral at one side, full of horses. We dismounted, went down on foot to within shooting distance of the place.
He's got a lamp going in there now, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, well, this is close enough, Chester. We'll just squat down here and wait.
What are we waiting for? Why don't we just go on in?
There's no reason to bust in there and kill somebody when we don't have to.
That's true.
Of course, you could say that I'm lazy, letting Disha do my work for me this way.
Oh, now you're thinking all that talk back in Dodge. What do they know? Bunch of money grubbers.
Set tight, Chester.
Look, he's coming out the door. Why, that ain't Disha. I've got him. He's through.
Yeah. Come on.
That fellow's dead, Mr. Dillon. He ain't moving none at all.
Yeah.
Who is he? I've never seen him before.
Stand away from the door, Chester. It's Marshal Dillon, Disha. Come on out of there.
I can't move.
Sounds like he's been hit.
Then slide your gun across the floor and let me hear it. Okay, Chester. You hit bad, Disha?
I don't care. If I killed him...
You killed him.
Good. He tried to cheat me.
You don't believe in cheating, huh?
Well, it's different with your partner. He told me that cowboy only give him $20 apiece for them last two horses. You heard him yourself. It was 90.
Your partner didn't lie to you, Disha. I told that cowboy to say it was 90.
You did?
It was as easy a way as any to catch a couple of thieves. What were you going to do, divide the money your partner got and go someplace else to sell and recover the horses all over again?
We sold them twice already. But we ain't going to sell them again. We ain't gonna do nothing. You can't even put us in jail, Marshal. Smart as you are. I'm gonna die now. I feel it coming.
I guess he was right about jail, Mr. Dillon. Now they're both dead.
Yeah. Well, at least we didn't have to kill him.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, James Nusser, Vic Perrin, Sam Edwards, and Joe Cranston. Harley Bear is Chester, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Gunsmoke salutes National Baseball Week. Baseball, America's greatest game, is an important part of our way of life. Why don't you make it a point to get out to your local ballpark this year and root for the home team? You'll have the time of your life, and baseball needs your support. Listen to Gunsmoke again next week.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.